This is Mind, Body, Soul. The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station. Mind, Body, Soul with Gary Summers on the VOCM Big Land FM Radio Network.
And welcome to Mind, Body, Soul. I'm Aiden Hems. I'm in for Claudette Barnes this week. Gary Summers, of course, the host and really the brainchild behind the whole concept of Mind, Body, Soul. Today we're going to focus, I guess, on the body,
yes,
really.
Yes, we are, Aiden. And we did a segment earlier, and so we've invited three fitness experts to share their knowledge. And today, in our first segment, we're talking about fitness and our choices and what to do and where to go. And we have with us all the way from Toronto. He's up there on business. He's taking time out of his busy day to talk to us today. It's Peter Garonis, Divisional Manager for Good Life Fitness for all five locations here in St. John's and Mount Pearl. Welcome, Peter.
Good morning, Aiden and Gary. Gentlemen, thank you for having me.
Oh, listen, it's our pleasure. Peter, we all understand how a fitness facility works, you know, full of equipment, but there is a bigger component at Good Life called group fitness. Tell us how group fitness works and what kinds are available. And I know Good Life offers so many different programs and there's probably something for everybody. So can you just take a little bit of time and walk our listeners through what group fitness is all about?
Yeah, 100%. I'm excited too, totally. So our intention, even at Good Life in general, I guess I could pre-frame with that, is it's to give every Canadian that opportunity to live a fit and healthy good life. So in order for us to do that, we have to give, in our opinion, an assortment of amenities and assortment of variety, right? Because everybody has a different goal. Everybody has a different, you know, timeline that they want to achieve it. So within our clubs, we offer group fitness classes, just like you said. And what's special about the, you know, classes that we offer at our clubs is we offer two different varieties. So we offer our Les Mills classes, which for anybody that doesn't know, Les Mills is the number one group fitness company in the entire world. And with Good Life here in Canada, we actually have exclusive rights to them. So if you want to work out in Les Mills group fitness class, you have to be a Good Life member. And then, of course, we offer the freestyle types of classes that are, you know, the discretion of the instructor and all sorts of kind of stuff. So the variety of classes, Gary and Aiden, they range from, you know, cardio style classes. So we've got our spin classes, so to speak. They have strength training classes, so full body classes. You know, examples would be body pump. You know, we've got a cat classes, which again, those cardio classes. And we offer mind and body classes. So we offer yoga classes, which a lot of people are familiar with, and body flow classes, which are, you know, a combination of yoga, Pilates, and Tai Chi. And even in St. John's here, we've actually got six clubs, Gary. So we've got the five in St. John's and that one in Mount Pearl collectively. And between those six clubs, we offer over 170 class slots within those six clubs. I think it's 176 to be exact. So that's kind of the picture and the overview of the classes that we offer.
What's the age range? Because some people, you know, you walk into a fitness facility and it can be a bit intimidating. But you have a high attendance in your fitness classes, and somebody might say, "Well, you know, I'm such and such age. I can't walk into this fitness facility because I'm too old."
Yeah. Good question. Glad you asked it. The age varies substantially. So, to paint a picture, our youngest members, you can be as young as 12 years old and be a member at our clubs and be able to use some of those classes. And I think off the top of my head, our oldest member that participates actively in one of our group fitness classes is actually a member at a Torbay, and they're in their 80s right now. So I'm not kidding when I say it's a variety, and I understand that this can be intimidating for a lot of people. Like, they've never been to a gym before. It looks like everyone that goes there knows what they're doing, but the reality is everybody has a first day. Everybody feels that way when they walk in the doors for the very first time. But the variety of people that end up coming, it's a wide range. Doesn't matter, male, female, you know, in between 18 all the way up to the 80s.
And people develop friendships and camaraderie, and it becomes a social thing for people as well, isn't it?
Yeah, we say people come for the classes and for their needs, goals, and time frame, but they stay because of that social atmosphere, for sure.
All the classes are part of your membership fee, correct?
Yeah, like I said, to give every Canadian that opportunity to live a fit and healthy good life, man. So they are included in that price point. They're all included. Doesn't matter what kind of membership you get, you have access to all of those classes that we have, 100%.
And Good Life is Canadian-owned?
It is.
What about if someone is traveling down to the U.S.? Do you have any partnership agreements with companies down in the U.S.?
We actually do. So I think it was maybe 2 or 3 years ago, Patch, who's our CEO, founder, had a relationship with the owner of 24 Hour Fitness. So there's a, you know, that chain in the United States, and they've got, you know, I think hundreds down there. So as a member at Good Life Fitness here in Canada, we've got an affiliation. So if you're a member, and a lot of our members travel, obviously from coast to coast, but obviously across the border as well. So you can have access to a 24-hour fitness in the United States for up to 1 month while you're down there, full access to the facilities they have. After that month, you know, if you're down there for 2 or 3 months, or, you know, a snowbird, so to speak, sure. And you, you know, you pay the regular dues, etc. But up to a month, it's all included.
Peter, every instructor is put through structured training. You don't get somebody just walking off the street and saying, you know, I'd like to teach a cycling class. You want to make sure that the instructors are highly trained people who are going to give your members exactly what they're looking for, hey?
Yeah, we need to deliver an experience, right? Like you mentioned it earlier, Gary, people come, they have goals, but they stay because of that commodity, that social aspect. So the process is really diligent. So if you know, maybe a brief overview, you know, 20 seconds or less, someone's interested in being an instructor with us, the first thing they have to do is fill out an application showing, you know, what interests or what type of class that they want to teach. And then from there, they actually have to submit two videos. So the first is kind of an introduction video where they, you know, talk about themselves, what it is they want to teach and why they want to do it. And then they have to submit a 20-minute video if it's a freestyle class, and a full-length video if it's a Les Mills class, and they submit those videos. And then those videos go actually and get sent to our group fitness divisional manager, which oversees, you know, Atlantic Canada for us here in Newfoundland specifically. And based on the video, they determine if this person has the passion, has the skill sets, has the knowledge to actually deliver it. And that whole process is actually a three-month process. So from the time you're interested to the time you're actually in front of our members, it's 90 plus days.
Besides the group fitness, I'm sure you also have members who want a personal experience. Mm-hmm. So talk a bit about the personal training part that you also offer your members.
More than happy to. So I think when it comes to personal training, a lot of people they envision that like boot camp military, like get down and give me 20 push-ups kind of mentality, that, you know, Biggest Loser, so to speak. But the reality is personal training is exactly that. It's personal and it's training. So we offer personal training at all of our facilities here in St. John's. We know you get 80% better results, 3 times faster when you're working on that, you know, one-on-one. And it's exactly the opposite of that envisioned people think, that it's like military-based, et cetera, et cetera. So you sit down with the trainer when you get started at Good Life. We offer free consultations, so there's no charge. It's included with your inquiry, with your membership. And you get 64 minutes with the trainer, and you let them know what you're trying to accomplish. You kind of, they do some, you know, phases, and they walk you through what it's going to take to get there. And then when you decide to get started with the personal trainer, that program is completely tailored to your body, to your needs, and to your goals, which is awesome. Yeah.
Peter, great conversation. We really appreciate you taking time out of your busy day to come and talk to us, to let us know that Good Life has something for everybody. After the break, we'll talk to another fitness expert on a totally different concept altogether.
Yeah, thank you, gentlemen. I'm grateful for the opportunity, Aiden and Gary.
Thanks. Cheers. Thanks, Peter.
Mind, Body, Soul. We'll be right back. This is Mind, Body, Soul with Gary Summers on the VOCM Bigland FM radio network.
Welcome back to Mind, Body, Soul. I'm Aiden Hems. Claudette Barnes is away this week. And Gary Summers, of course, is here. We're talking more about the body today. And, you know, I just want to say to Claudette, you've missed some really good shows over the last number of weeks, off doing something else, of course, entirely. But I'm just intrigued to hear what our next guest has to say.
Before the break, we talked to Peter Gronis of Good Life Fitness. And, you know, it's easy to sit back and let life go on. Things get in the way that become obstacles for us to lead a full life. Life passes us by while we're busy making other plans. What do you do when life gets overwhelming? My guest today is a busy mom of four who has a passion to empower women to thrive. Lisa is on a mission to teach moms the tools they need to not only survive the crazy life, but to be the happiest version of themselves. Welcome, Lisa Shepherd of Lisa Shepherd Fitness.
Hi, Gary. How are you?
Excellent. Excellent. So when we talked earlier about you coming on, you talked about being a snappy mom. Do you want to explain to people when you realized that you became a snappy mom and your decision to do something about it?
Yes, yes. I mean, I've always had fitness in my life. It's always been a constant. But when I became a mom, everything kind of changes when you become a mom. And I didn't even realize it. Didn't even realize that I was no longer Lisa. And it was one day I had two small kids at the time. And it was like, I just felt stressed anyways. Now looking back, I knew I was stressed. And I must have said disciplined or snapped at one of the kids or whatever about something probably little. And my three-year-old turned to me and just hit me like a ton of bricks and said, "You're a snappy mom." It was just boom, hit me. I'm like, oh my God, who? I am a snappy mom. Like, who am I? When did I become this person? And it was that moment, it knocked me down, knocked my breath out. I mean, it was just the littlest words from the smallest little body, and it became the part that tipped me to be okay, made me reevaluate everything about me. I didn't even know the last time I laughed, or I start tracing back, and you know, the mom guilt and everything flowed in, and you're like, is this who I've been for the past 3 years? Like, who, where did I go? And to me, that was the point when I realized I can't be the only one like this. And things had to change.
So what does Lisa Shepherd Fitness do? So you created this concept.
Yes.
This is your brainchild.
This is my brainchild. It started with me working on me because I didn't want my kids to be anxious and quick and overwhelmed. I needed to give them the tools that they needed to be their best selves. And how can I do that if I wasn't my own
Absolutely.
Best self? So I went back to me. Who was I when I was 5 years old? My dad put on my sneakers. Where did that pure, free, happy child go? Because we're all pure. We're
Absolutely.
All happy.
Absolutely.
It's stress and life that transforms us. And how we handle that stress and how we allow life to really impact us is the part that changes us. So where did little Lisa go? That's where.
And where what is Lisa Shepherd Fitness?
Lisa Shepherd Fitness is the place where I teach women. I give them the tools they need so they can find themselves, so they can become unstuck and not that snappy mom.
Is it online?
Online business. Everything's online. We focus on 30 to 40 minute workouts, all in home, minimal equipment. The best results. Also, we have a tribe, a community of women that are there to back you up and lift you up, because support is number one. Accountability is number one. As a mom, I realized I was disconnected from the world, and I didn't have a sisterhood. I didn't have, where are all the moms that are feeling like me?
Because okay, that's right, you're not the only one.
No,
right?
where is everybody? And we need each other, because, I mean, sisterhoods and tribes and having that support is the foundation of growth.
So are these taped videos or is it live, or just walk people through the experience of what would, if they decided this sounds really interesting.
Yeah.
I can't get out of the house. I've got a newborn and I'm starting to become snappy.
Yeah.
Right. I'm starting to become short.
Yep.
You got an answer.
Yes. So, well, you it's all through apps. I have two apps. We have a tracker app, which is our accountability group, and we also have an app with the workouts. And if you can imagine, it's like a Netflix of fitness. There's 1,000 workouts.
I love
workouts.
That word, the Netflix of
it
fitness.
It is the Netflix of fitness. So there's about 1,000 workouts, everything from yoga to dance to mixed martial arts to heavy-based weight workouts. Whatever you like to do, it's there. If you just want to dance it out, we have it. If you need to zen out, we have it. And there is no personality that's left out with the program. So it's all done through an app. You upload your workouts, they're pre-recorded, and you can use them with Wi-Fi or download them on your device without Wi-Fi. So you can really do it anywhere. I bring it to the park. I do it wherever I can go. And you just access it. And again, it's minimal equipment. So if you've got some exercise bands or a couple dumbbells, you're good to go. You don't need anything else.
Wow. So who's your target market?
Busy moms. Busy moms who feel stuck, who feel lost. But the moms, there's a very broad range of moms. We got the snappy moms, that was me, but we also have newbie moms. We have the empty nester moms. We have moms that are the veterans, but have been lost for so long they don't even know they're lost anymore. You put on your shoes and you're going to find out where you are and who you are way before motherhood happened.
You could do this as a one-on-one yourself in
mm-hmm.
your own home.
Oh, yeah.
You could sponsor and have some of your friends over.
Oh,
and,
yeah, we do lives.
And do it as a group.
We do lives as well. So I have a Facebook group, and we meet, we find out which time, works for everyone. And say mostly it's 6 a.m. in the morning. And we come onto our Facebook group, and this is the workout we're going to do today. And we all upload our app, and we're working out together as well. So you have that fun component. But I know there's lots of moms that get together with their friends and do it. They got their husbands involved now, because it really overflows into your life. When you get that energy and you feel that bug, your kids know it, your husband knows it, your life is so much happier. Just having that release, because everything gets crammed in your head when you become a mom and you feel very congested. And just by working it out and eating properly and having the tools, it frees your mind to figure other things out. You don't feel so overwhelmed. The other thing people should know is I solo parent most of the year. My husband's gone 8 to 10 months of the year. He works in another province, sometimes more, sometimes less. I do this with 4 kids solo, as well as run my business. And I volunteer. I do kids yoga. I'm very avid in the community and projects that I work on. You can give yourself 20 to 30 minutes.
And I've seen some of your videos, and they're amazing that you incorporate the kids your workouts.
We actually have a program for moms and kids in our app. But my kids, they see the value in this. They mimic me. It's amazing the impact this has.
Monkey see, monkey do. What would you want to leave with listeners, and as well as your contact information?
Guys, you can reach me at my Facebook page, which is Lisa Shepherd Fitness, but I'm also www.lisashepherdfitness.com. Have a new website there. Come on over. It's very exciting materials. What I want everyone to leave with is that, mamas, you're not alone. You're not alone, and you don't have to be lost. You don't have to be stuck. We are all in the same boat. I have a crazy, chaotic wildlife, but that doesn't mean I'm still not Lisa.
Right.
I'm here with you, and I hear you, and I know that if you do these key tools, your life will be changed. You will be happier. You will be empowered. And if you get a tribe of empowered women, there is no stopping us.
Thank you, Lisa. Great conversation. After the break, another great guest. So stay tuned.
Mind, Body, Soul with Gary Summers. We'll be right back. This is Mind, Body, Soul with Gary Summers on the VOCM Big Land FM radio network.
Welcome back to Mind, Body, Soul. I'm Ethan Hibbs in for Claudette Barnes. Gary Summers is here. Of course, we're talking about the body today, fitness, wellness, and we have another in-studio guest.
Yes, Aiden, we certainly do. My next guest is the CEO and founder of Love Yourself Lean International. She is a mother of 2, ages 6 and 5. A women's wellness coach, cookbook author, speaker, and self-love activist. For the past 15 years, she's been empowering women locally as a fitness studio owner and virtually through her online transformation programs. She provides a safe, loving, and nurturing space for women to receive the personal support they need to replace self-sacrifice and self-neglect with self-care and self-love. Boy, I love that statement. Her mission is to motivate and inspire you to fall in love with your body and your life, grounded in the philosophy that self-love is not selfish. The lack of self-love is self-neglect. Her goal is to empower women to embrace tangible, practical, and powerful daily self-love practices to cultivate deeper self-love that extends beyond your weight scale success. Welcome, Coach Courtney Rousel.
Hey. How are you, Gary?
Excellent. Courtney, good to see you again. So just we're talking about wellness. So define a wellness coach.
Yes.
What do you see?
Yeah, I mean, I think for me what started out as, you know, just becoming a fitness instructor, personal trainer, I started there and I realized, okay, you know, taking care of your body is part of being well. I realized that there's also a nutrition component. So then I took the next step and did my nutrition certification. And then I realized as I continued to work with clients that I can give them the best exercise programs, the best diet plans, the best recipes. I mean, I am the author of multiple cookbooks now, but they still weren't achieving the level of success that they desired to have. And so as I got further into my career, I realized it was the mindset. It was really looking outside of what they're doing in terms of exercise and nutrition. How are they living their life? You know, what are their habits? What are their patterns? What are the choices that they're making? And so I really stepped into, with even in the last, you know, 7 or 8 years, into like a life coach. I call it a wellness coach, but really it's a life coach, because what I realize is that something in your life isn't working and we need to figure out what that is.
And sometimes it's difficult to find out what that is, because we heard from Lisa before the break, who was a mother of four. And like, that's a pretty busy lifestyle. I mean, you've got your own business. You're a mother of two. So life tends to get in the way, and then you don't have time to figure out where you're stuck, where why is it you get up every single day and do the same things over and over again. That's your first plan of attack, is figuring out where that person is stuck.
Absolutely. That's why you hire a coach, right? When you're in the midst of your busyness, when you're in the midst of your mess, it's hard to see it. So just like I have personal coaches, business coaches, you need to have someone from the outside who can take a bird's eye view of your situation and be unemotionally attached to what you're experiencing. So they can objectively look at your situation and help you recognize, you know, what it is you need to work on to make a change.
And it's that emotion part mm-hmm. that creates a problem, because once you approach life from an emotional side, mm-hmm. You're not going to get unstuck. No. You're just going to be on that wheel continually going around.
Yep, 100%.
So how does a wellness coach differ from a personal trainer?
Yeah, so I mean, I started off as a personal trainer. So, you know, personal trainer, whether, you know, you work with them in person or online, I mean, virtually right now, a lot of coaches, you know, are doing things online. You're just teaching them how to exercise safely and effectively based on the goals that they have. So you can either work with a personal trainer like in person or online. They can do up a training program for you, an exercise program, and you follow it. So, I mean, that's really, you know, when I was a personal trainer, that's what I did. I taught, or a fitness instructor, I taught classes. So I designed classes, I facilitate them. People came in for a great workout and they left. And so, you know, now that I'm a wellness coach, a life coach, again, it's part of what I do certainly is still giving them access to workouts and training programs. I still teach classes, you know, but for those who want to go deeper, for those who want to do, you know, some deeper work to understand why they're still struggling with their weight, for example, or why they're struggling with being consistent. That's when I really step into that life coach role and really help them just, again, take that bird's eye view of their life.
So when you look back at your coaching history with clients, what are the common issues that people will bring up?
Yeah, I think the first one is time. I don't have time. And so even in this last year, I've spent so much of my time in my life coaching role teaching women that you do have time. We all have the 168 hours in a week,
absolutely.
All of us, every
absolutely.
Single one of us. It boils down to how are you spending that time? So I have some pretty cool tracking tools that I get my clients to track their time so we can see where they're either wasting time or they are not setting good, clear boundaries such that they can stay focused on their priorities. So really, you know, looking at time management. So the biggest one is you do have time. Let me help you find that time.
Because you don't have any more than 168 hours, right?
Nope.
Nobody does.
Nope.
So if you can do it,
mm-hmm.
you don't have any special powers that
nope.
gives you availability to more time.
Nope.
You just figured out that this is important.
Mm-hmm.
And you figured out, so if you can figure it out, if Lisa Shepherd can figure it out,
mm-hmm.
anybody can figure it out.
You got it. Yep. So I think it's time. And I think the other one, to be honest, it goes back to, you know, my core philosophy and mission is to help women really fall in love with themselves. You know, so what I see often is that women come into it with a lack of self-confidence. Somewhere along the way, they've lost their self-worth.
Has anybody identified to you what could be those causes?
Yeah. When I spend enough time coaching with them, we go back, you know, we go back to maybe they were a child, maybe they were experienced something as a teenager, maybe someone said something to them or they had an experience that caused them to doubt themselves. Or even, you know, especially because I focus on women and weight loss, so many women come to me having tried like a dozen or more weight loss programs and perceived failure. Quote unquote, you can't say I just did that, but perceived failure. So then they just associate their perceived failures. I am a failure, right?
Yes.
I am not worthy. I am not capable of achieving this success.
So they define themselves by what they did mm-hmm. Instead of trying to figure out how to fix it.
Absolutely.
So how do you help clients in other areas? I mean, as a life coach, career, relationships, parenting. I mean, you're at the top level of training. Lisa said earlier she's a national. So sometimes people will look at that and say, well, I could never be a Courtney Rousel. I mean, she's just way up there. And that's not really true, is it?
No. I mean, I think that if you were to look at wellness, what is a wellness coach? I mean, wellness is, you know, encompassing 8 dimensions. So, I mean, if we had a half an hour, we could talk more about it.
Sure.
But, I mean, there's, you know, 8 dimensions to wellness. So if you're financially not well, you're probably going to have a much harder time getting your workouts in, eating well. You know, if your relationships are challenging, if you're in a negative, toxic relationship, it's going to be really, really hard, harder for you to take better care of yourself. So as a wellness coach, I really start there. I go, you came to me for weight loss, but why are you struggling with your weight?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So we really just look at the 8 dimensions and we choose one and we focus on that one first.
Courtney, we're out of time, but great conversation. And I know you've probably twigged some interest in a lot of our listeners, and I'm sure a lot of people would love to be able to get in contact with you. How do they, what's the easiest way to get in contact with
Courtney Rousel. I'm the first one that's going to pop up.
Oh, there you go.
It's super easy. I get asked for business cards all the time. I'm like, I don't carry them. Just Google me. You'll find me. So CourtneyRousel.com is my website.
Okay,
Facebook, Coach Courtney. Just go in the search bar of Facebook, Coach Courtney. I am on live, you know, on Facebook almost every day. So, you know, that would be a piece of advice I would, you know, leave the listeners, is that if you're looking for a coach, if you realize that you really can't do this on your own, just start following me, start following other people, and you'll resonate with their message. Mm. And, you know, I would certainly love the listeners, you know, that are listening today to just follow me, you know, follow my Facebook post, get on my newsletter list, read my emails, and see if my message, my approach, my personality resonates and connects with you. And yeah. That's how they can get a hold of me.
We're out of time today. Thank you, Courtney, very much for finishing up this segment. It's been eye-opening. That's all for this week, everybody. We'll be back again next week with some very interesting guests.
If you have a question or comment for Gary Summers, email mindbodysoul@vocm.com. This has been Mind Body Soul with Gary Summers on the VOCM Bigland FM radio network.